Tony? She still is my mom, and she still treat me as a little kid. I'm older than 40, as far as I'm going anymore. But anyway, before you leave today, there's some yellow sheets in the back. And what it is we have a week and a half till Spirit Fest. And one of the things we're believing God for is we have people coming from all parts of the country, but we want revival to hit our church. We want revival to hit our communities that are represented in this church. When you usually have a conference or a special event at your church, you want whatever happened, good things, to stay and magnify and multiply. And so what I did is I put a worksheet together, a daily devotional. And what it is, if we as a congregation with day one, let's start tomorrow, and we all read that scripture, and these scriptures are about signs and wonders. That's our theme of our Spirit Fest. And we want signs and wonders to happen in our church, amen? And we don't want them to stop after Spirit Fest, but we want them to increase. And I believe if we will pray, and if you feel like fasting and reading these daily scriptures, if we'll come together as a congregation, we will see more signs and wonders. We'll see more of an outpouring of God's Spirit. There's something about when a group of people come together in unity, there's greater power release. Can you say amen? So pick these up and let's do this. Let's pray every single day. Let's read the scripture and let's ask the Holy Spirit, what do you mean by this scripture? Show me what you mean, Holy Spirit. So please pick one of those up. I want to see a mighty outpouring of God's Spirit from this moment on through Spirit Fest and increasing throughout the rest of the year into the next year. We also want to mention that today will be the last day we collect for Gospel for Asia for now. We feel like it goes into seasons, and we'll probably bring it back in the fall, but there's other things the Lord wants us to do. You know what the Lord is showing me? He says, I want to teach you when something is finished. We have a tendency, I remember we had our wagon here, and we weren't being specific. You know, we talked a little bit about it until the wagon just got lost in the wall. Until I pulled out the wagon, you probably don't even realize the wagon's gone. So I feel like God is teaching us how to start things and how to finish things. There's a season for everything. Can you say amen? Well, don't finish yet. Amen. Well, let's turn to the book of Genesis in chapter 25. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for your word this morning. We thank you that your word is alive. Your word is powerful. Your word is Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for coming to this earth and showing us how your word works by how you demonstrated your word. Right now, I think you have a plan for this sermon, this message, and I want to just continue to stay out of the way so that, Holy Spirit, you will minister this word of yours to each and every one of us as an individual word. It may mean something to one person and it may mean something else to another person. And it's just proof of God's word is alive. So right now, I thank you that we have ears to hear what your spirit is saying. And we give you all the praise and we give you all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In Genesis chapter 25, let me get there. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. How many is ready for more? Is that all? Just you three people? How many ready for more? See, sometimes you got to pull. And I'm going to, you know what I'm doing? The Lord told me to do this. I'm going to pull the anointing from you today. I'm going to pull on the anointing from you today because you know what? God's word is in you. You're anointed. You have the Holy Spirit in you. So I'm going to draw on that anointing that is inside you. The Spirit of the Lord is in this place today. He's speaking to us. He's moving. He's showing us things. Can you say amen? So in chapter 25 and verse 21, if you'll go there, and the title of the message is A Mother's Purpose. A Mother's Purpose. This being Mother's Day, it's important to recognize our moms. And maybe you would say, well, you know, my mom wasn't the best. Well, you know what? God has brought people into your life. It's just like Zachary. His mother passed away when he was 2 years old. So he never got to know his mother. But I have to stand in that position, and I'm grateful for the opportunity. And so it doesn't always have to be a female that may fill that role as a mother. It may not even be a natural mother. It may be an aunt. It may be a grandmother. It may be a neighbor. It may be Pastor Jan. It may be, what's your name, Nadine. You know, whatever, whoever God puts in your life. You know, I came from kind of a dysfunctional family. Has anybody been a part of a dysfunctional family? Who hasn't been a part of a dysfunctional family? Maybe that's the question. You know, we do the best we know to do. And as being a parent, man, glory be to God. You know, I tell people that when I thought Zach was going to be a twin, I was so excited. Oh, I'm going to have twins. And then as Zach got here and all the challenges I went through, I said, Lord, I thank you that you will only allow it, only as much as I can handle. Thank you, Lord, that he wasn't a twin. But you know what? God is good. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Zachary makes me laugh. It's good times, bad times. He does. In verse 21 of chapter 25, it says, Isaac prayed to the Lord on behalf of his wife because she was barren. Ooh, glory. Isaac prayed on behalf of his wife. You know what? Maybe we should begin praying on behalf of other people. Maybe we should be praying on behalf of our mothers that are still alive or our family, our friends. Instead of saying, you know what, they're no good. They're never going to amount to anything. I wish this and I wish that. Maybe we should pray on behalf of them. Can you say amen? It's because she was barren. It says, Lord answered his prayer and his wife Rebecca became pregnant. The babies jostled each other within her and she said, why is this happening to me? So she went to inquire of the Lord. You know, I love the steps. You know, there is footsteps. You know, our footsteps are ordered to the Lord, not our leaps and our bounds. Sometimes, you know, as the Lord was speaking to us this morning, he was giving us a word. He says, it's not about your power, but it's by my spirit. It's not by your power or your might, but it's by my spirit, saith the Lord. And Isaac was being led of the Lord, and he prayed on behalf of Rebecca, his wife. And then Rebecca was going through something through her pregnancy, and then she sought the Lord. Maybe we should seek more of the Lord and stop trying to fix things and fix people and fix situations and say, Lord, I don't know what's going on, but Lord, I need some wisdom. I need some understanding. Lord, help me. Can you say amen? Lord, help me. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. It says, the Lord said to her, two nations are in your womb, and two peoples from within you will be separated. One people will be stronger than the other, and the older will serve the younger. Hallelujah. And see, that's not how it usually happens. It's usually the oldest, the firstborn, receives the inheritance or the business, and then the younger ones follow after the older one. But the Lord was speaking to Rebecca. Listen to me. The Lord is speaking to some of you in this room, and he's saying just because it's been doesn't mean it's going to continue to happen that way. If you will trust me, and if you will ask me, and if you will seek me, and you'll do what I lead you to do, then I will turn things around. I will bring you from the back to the front. I will cause you to have favor. Can you say amen? So the older will serve the younger. It says, when the time came for her to give birth, there were twin boys in her womb. The first to come out was red, and his whole body was like a hairy garment. So they named him Esau. And after this, his brother came out with his hand grasping Esau's heel. So he was named Jacob. Isaac was 60 years old when Rebekah gave birth to them. Hallelujah. I want to just read a little bit. I want to just go with the Holy Spirit here. Let's read on a little bit. It says, the boys grew up, and Esau became a skillful hunter, a man of the open country, while Jacob was a quiet man staying among the tents. Isaac, who had taste for the wild game, loved Esau, but Rebekah loved Jacob. Once when Jacob was cooking some stew, Esau came in from the open country famished. He said to Jacob, quick, let me have some of the red stew. I am famished. And this is why it was called Edom. Jacob replied, first sell me your birthright. You know what? He understood something about the birthright. You know, even Jacob, as this young man, understood about the birthright, and it's probably because he was taught, and he understood how tradition and how things happen. And the Lord wants me to remind you, you are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. We are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. We are no longer an outsider, but we're inside the house. We're inside of royalty. We're inside of the lineage. And he says, we should be operating as we have inherited from the one who left us the inheritance. He left us an inheritance. He says, if you have faith and believe in him, you should be doing the same things that he has been doing, but even greater. I am so grateful that Jesus says, we should be doing greater things than he. Can you say amen? Say, I'm going to do the greater things. Say, I'm going to do the greater things. Say, I am doing the greater things. Say, I'm determined to see the greater things. Now, you could say this all day long, but I want to see the evidence. You just said something, so I want to see the evidence of what you said. I'm drawing that anointing in what you are saying. I'm drawing those words out of you. I'm drawing the anointing out of you so that those things will come to pass, that you will see the evidence of those things that you are declaring. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. So Jacob understood about the birthright. In verse 32, it says, look, I'm about to die. Esau said, what good is the birthright to me? See, we get caught up in what's going on around us instead of saying, wait a second, I have a birthright. Wait a second, I'm a joint heir with Jesus Christ. Wait a minute, whatever's going on and whatever's coming against me, I have authority and power over it, and it must flee. Wait a second, I've got to remember who I am in Christ Jesus. I have to remember that the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead lives and dwells in me, resurrection power inside me. Instead of looking at my circumstances and my situations, I need to remember who I am in Christ Jesus. Can you say amen? I've got to remember I have been made rich in all things. In 2 Corinthians 9, 8 through 12, it says, he has made me rich in all ways, in all ways, in all ways, in all ways. I have to remember what it says in Malachi 3, that he will rebuke the devourer, that he will open up the floodgates of heaven and pour out such a blessing on me that I will not have room enough for it, and all nations shall call me blessed. I must remember what the word of God has said and what he has spoken to me, what I'm standing on, so when things around me look different than what God says, then I must remember what God says and say, wait a second, God, where am I off? What am I doing? It's not your problem, God. It's my problem. Have I stepped off of the path that you have led me to? Can you say amen? We are human beings with a spirit inside us. We have a purpose of doing what the Spirit leads us to do. We can't just sit around and wait for something to happen. As I get into this story, I want you to understand the Lord spoke to Rebekah about the purpose of her sons. Listen to what the scripture's saying. She is going to participate in the word of the Lord. Let us participate in the word of the Lord. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So he's saying, what is good is my birthright to me? But Jacob said, swear to me first. So he swore an oath to him, selling his birthright to Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau some bread and some lentil stew. He ate and drank and then got up and left. So Esau despised his birthright. Hallelujah. Go to chapter 27 in verse 1. We're talking about a mother's purpose. The Lord spoke to Rebekah. Now Rebekah is going to participate in what the Lord has said. It says, when Isaac was old and his eyes were so weak that he could no longer see, he called for Esau, his older son, and said to him, "My son." "Here I am," he answered. Isaac said, "I am now an old man and don't know the day of my death. Now then, get your weapons, your quiver and bow, and go out to the open country to hunt some wild game for me. Prepare the kind of tasty food I like and bring it to me to eat so that I may give you my blessing before I die." Now Rebekah was listening as Isaac spoke to his son Esau. When Esau left for the open country to hunt game and bring it back, Rebekah said to her son Jacob, "Look, I have overheard your father say to your brother Esau, 'Bring me some game and prepare me some tasty food to eat, so that I may give you my blessing in the presence of the Lord before I die.' Now, my son, listen carefully and do what I tell you. Go out to the flock, bring me two choice young goats so I can prepare some tasty food for your father just the way he likes it. Then take it to your father to eat so that he may give you his blessing before he dies." Rebekah, and you're probably saying, well, she's tricking him, she's doing this. But you know what? There's a reason why the Lord put this in his scripture. He wanted us to understand that if you have faith in him, that if you believe in your birthright, if you believe that he has a plan for your life, and you say, "Lord, I am going to participate in this plan that you have for my life to be brought forth. Lord, I believe you. I am not going to let circumstances or situation or any person keep me from getting what you said I would have or operate in. I thank you, Lord, before I come to heaven, I am going to receive the purpose and destiny that you have for my life." Can you say amen? The Lord says he's got a good life for you. He's got a good future for you. And you know what? It's not being broke and sick and discouraged and depressed and oppressed and wondering if you're going to make it to the next day. No, he has a plan all lined up for us to walk it out and to participate in it and say, "Lord, I'm with you." Can you say amen? I've said many years that, you know, I've had many people that want to lead me astray. "No, let's go this direction." And I've said, you remember those days. I said, "No, we're going this direction. The Lord said for me to go this direction. Are you coming with me? We're going this direction." You got to get to a place where you're saying, "Lord, I'm going your direction. I'm not going to let nobody lead me off of the path that you have lined up for me, because it is a good path. It's going to be a prosperous path. It's going to be a path of healing, a path of favor, a path of prosperity. It's going to be a good path." Can you say amen? Thank you, Lord. So moving on in verse 11. And Jacob said to Rebekah, his mother, "But my brother Esau is a hairy man, and I'm a man with smooth skin. What if my father touches me, and I would appear to be tricking him and would bring down a curse on myself rather than a blessing?" His mother said to him, "My son, let the curse fall on me. Just do what I say. Go and get them for me." You know what? She understood. She had a word of the Lord, and she understood there wouldn't be a curse. Jacob was thinking about the curse, but she heard from the Lord. Has anybody heard from the Lord? Have you heard from the Lord? And maybe you're doing something very peculiar. Maybe it doesn't go with what everybody else thinks. I want to be led of the Holy Spirit. I want to see the evidence of the Holy Spirit leading me and guiding me. I want to see a manifestation. When God spoke to us a little bit ago and said a minute after midnight, there was a new season. We have turned the corner, that we've come into a new place of victory. I'm believing it, and I'm not going to stop believing it, because the Lord said, and I'm going to believe what he said. And so if somebody says, "No, we need to do this," I'm going to say, "No, we're going to do this, because the Lord said we're going to do this." Can you say amen? We're going to do what the Lord leads us. Say, "I'm healed. My body is healed. Say, my mind is alert. Say, my mind is healed. Say, tormenting spirits, you are not welcome in my mind. You had to go. You had to go. You had to go. Depression had to go. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So his mother said to him, my son, let the curse fall on me. Just do what I say. Go and get them for me. So he went and got them and brought them to his mother, and she prepared some tasty food just the way his father liked it. And I'm just going to stop there because you can read the rest of the story. The rest of the story was Isaac blessed Jacob. He blessed the older, and in the blessing he said that his others would serve him, that his older brother would serve him. So the word of the Lord came to pass because Rebekah remembered the word of the Lord, and she brought Jacob in because she heard the word of the Lord, and she positioned Jacob in a place to receive the word of the Lord, the evidence of the word of the Lord. Can you say amen? Say, I want to see evidence. Say, I want to see evidence. So I'm tired of talking about it. I'm tired of hearing people say about it. I want to see it for my own eyes. Say, I want to see it. I want to see it. I want to see it. Does anybody want to see it? You want to see it? Just write this down. This is good. The Lord showed me this. It's going to be good then, right? Just write it down. Romans 9, 10 through 13. When Isaac married Rebekah, she gave birth to twins. Before they were born, before they had done anything good or bad, she received a message from God. This is from the New Living Translation. This message shows that God chooses people according to his own purpose. Is anybody chosen by God in this place? Anybody chosen by God in this place? Is anybody chosen by God in this place? Maybe the world says there's no way that you could be used of God. That's not how it works. God first chose you. He first loved you before even the foundation of the world. He chose you. Say, he chose me. He chose me even when I was a mess. But here's, I love the scripture says, the message shows that God chooses people according to his own purpose. He calls people, but not according to their good or bad works. She was told, your older son will serve your younger son. In the words of the scriptures, I love Jacob, but I rejected Esau. And the evidence was, remember, Esau sold his birthright for a bowl of stew. Because you know why? He didn't think it was important. To the point, he didn't think it was important. There's many people out there don't think it's important being a child of God. They don't think it's important that God wants to use you. He wants to bless you so that the world will see that he's a good God, that he's a just God, that he's bigger than the world. He's bigger than these Fortune 500 companies. He wants to bless your company. He wants to bless your company. He wants to bless your business. He wants to bless your home. He wants to bless you. He wants you to be blessed. Can you say amen? So before they were born, the word says, this is God's word, he chose Jacob before they were born because he had a plan. Let's turn to 1 Kings 17. I believe where Pastor Bob was reading out of just a few minutes ago. 1 Kings 17, page 402, if you have a Bible like mine. A mother's purpose. In verse 7, it says, sometimes later the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. The word of the Lord came to him, go at once to Zarephath of Sidon and stay there. I have commanded a widow in that place to supply you with food. He's preparing the way. He's bringing people. He's speaking to people on your behalf. Before you get there, they're going to be prepared to bless you. They're going to be prepared before you get there to say, you know what? I got what you need. Can you say amen? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It says, I commanded a widow in that place to supply you with food. So he went to Zarephath. When he came to the town gate a widow was there gathering sticks. He called to her and asked, "Would you bring me a little water in a jar so I may have a drink?" As she was going to get it, he called and, "Bring me, please, a piece of bread." "As surely as the Lord God lives," she replied, "I don't have any bread, only a handful of flour in a jar and a little oil in a jug. I'm gathering a few sticks to take some home and make a meal for myself and my son that we may eat it and die." Elisha said to her, "Don't be afraid. Go home and do as you've said. But first make a small cake and bread for me from what you have and bring it to me. And then make something for yourself and your son. For this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. The jar of flour will not be used up and the jug of oil will not run dry until the day the Lord gives rain on the land." So she went away and did as Elijah had told her. So there was food every day for Elijah and for the woman and her family. For the jar of flour was not used up, and the jug of oil did not run dry, in keeping with the word of the Lord spoken by Elisha. Mother's purpose. She thought she was going to go make her last meal, and then they were going to eat it and die, but the Lord had something else in store for them. Can you say amen? God can bring somebody in your life, somebody that could speak a word to you, a word of the Lord, and then things change. Is anybody ready for change to take place? You ready for the Lord as he spoke to us today? He said something, so it should change. Can you say amen? In Matthew 15, just for a few more minutes, Matthew 15. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. 15:21. Verse 1083 page. It says, "Leaving that place, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. A Canaanite woman from that vicinity came to him crying out, 'Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is suffering terribly from demon possession.' Jesus did not answer a word. So his disciples came to him and urged him, 'Send her away, for she keeps crying out after us.' He answered, 'I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel.' The woman came and knelt before him. 'Lord, help me,' she said. He replied, 'It is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dogs.' 'Yes, Lord,' she said, 'but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table.' Then Jesus answered, 'Woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted.' And her daughter was healed from that very hour." There was somebody who was considered an outcast. Aren't you glad that the Lord loves the outcast? Aren't you glad that the Lord will step over, hallelujah, formulas and programs and laws and all these things that man puts into place, and the Lord steps over and says, "Your faith has healed you. It was your faith that healed you. It was your faith that healed you. It wasn't about your good works. It was your faith. You know what, Lord, I didn't really feel like coming to church today, but you know what, I just felt like I needed to be in church today. It was your faith that brought you here today to hear the word of the Lord so that you could leave this place knowing that no matter what's going on, you are overcoming that situation, because the Lord is proving to you in his word that he's working on your behalf." Can you say amen? Just write this down. Romans 8:28. "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." Does that mean God brings bad things on us? No. It means when the devil comes at us one way and he says, "Okay, I'm going to destroy you," the Lord says, "No, I'm going to empower you with it." He says, you know, the devil thought he's going to destroy you, but the Lord says, "You know what? I'm bigger than the devil. I'm going to empower you to overcome that situation that is coming against you." The Lord says, "No, I didn't bring you cancer. I didn't bring sickness. I didn't bring poverty. That's the devil." But he says, "I'm going to show the devil that I mean business, and I'm going to use my children, and I'm going to show the devil that my children are rising up because he has already lost." Can you say amen? In closing, write this down. Isaiah 55:11. "So is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it." There is purpose. There's certain scriptures that catches your attention when, well, maybe when I'm preaching or when they're doing the offering or what you're reading or listening on the radio or from another preacher. There's certain words that are catching your attention, and those words are the words of the Lord, and he wants me to tell you they're going to happen in your life because you're taking notice of them and you have faith in him, and it's because of your faith you're going to see a turnaround. Can you say amen? If you're able to stand to your feet this morning. Can you say amen? Say, I believe it. I receive it. I'm going to see that evidence. I'm going to see the evidence. Say, I am a joint heir. I'm in partnership with Jesus in this overcoming thing. Hallelujah. Close your eyes and heads bowed this morning. Thank you, Jesus. If there's anybody here today that you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, ooh, hallelujah. That's to get your attention. And today you want to ask Jesus into your heart, into your life. Today, that's you. I want you to lift up your hand. Is there anybody here today? You want to rededicate your life to the Lord today. If that's you, I want you to lift up your hand. If you want to step over into the land of flowing with milk and honey, the land that God said he's given you. If that's you, I want you to step out of your pews today. I want you to step out. I want you to come down to the front. You need a touch? Step out. You need a breakthrough? Step out. Make a step of faith. Step out and make a step of faith this morning. You know what's interesting about that woman that was talking about the dog? She was considered a dog. She was determined that she wasn't going to let society keep her from the blessing. You know what? She could have turned around and said, okay, that's not for me. I'm not going to do anything. Okay, I'm just going to go back and my daughter's going to be tormented. But she made a step. She says, my daughter needs a touch. Jesus, you may look at me one way, but I know something about this faith thing. I'm not going to leave you alone until you bless me. So this morning, would you just anoint everybody? Lift up your hands down here. And if you're in the pews, just lift your hands towards them. Hallelujah. They decided this morning, we're stepping over in the land. I'm stepping over in the land too. Hallelujah. I want the good stuff. I want the good stuff. I want the good stuff. Clay, if you want to come down, if that's you, or you can. I want the good stuff. Anybody want the good stuff? I want to see. I want you to see with your eyes. We're standing with you. We're standing with you. We're standing with you. We're standing with you. It has to happen. It has to happen. It has to happen. It has to happen. What God does to you is going to build our faith. So you know what? Our faith is watching you and what God's doing. Hallelujah. And God ain't going to let us down because he's not going to let you down. He's not going to let you down because you're standing in faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She stepped out. She stepped out. She stepped out. She stepped out. Fill her with Holy Spirit right now. Overflow Holy Spirit right now. Holy Spirit, take. Oh, shadadaka. Move into the rest of this vessel right now. You said, Holy Spirit, in your word, that you would bring health and life to her mortal body, into her mind, into her soul. I thank you right now. Life, Holy Spirit. We're relying on you, Holy Spirit, right now, that you're bringing life to her body right now. In Jesus' mighty name. She believes, don't you? She believes. Oh, God hears her. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Right now, Lord, I thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, right now, just receive right now. Just lift up your hands, receive in Jesus' name. Lord, right now, a power outpouring of your spirit right now. Overflow. Hallelujah. Breathe today, Holy Spirit, on these vessels, Lord. Power, power, dunamis power. Right now, Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, right now, I speak to your lungs right now. Lord says, I'm giving you new lungs. He says, why can't I heal your eyes and not heal your lungs? Lord says today, I'm touching your lungs. I'm giving you new lungs. He says, I'm not just healing them. I'm giving you new lungs. New lungs in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, I release right now strength. I release joy. I release a freshness right now. Lord, fall afresh on her. Give her a freshness in her life. Fresh strength, just like the youth right now. Strength, just like a young person. That today she will notice every day how she's getting stronger, that she can do more in her body in Jesus' mighty name. I release right now dunamis power in the name of Jesus. More overflow in Jesus' name. I release right now in the name of Jesus right now the desires of your heart. The desires of your heart. Holy Spirit, right now, give him the desires of his heart. Right now, the power of the Holy Spirit. Right now, I speak to your hip right now. God's giving out new body parts today. I speak to your hip right now. A new hip in Jesus' mighty name. New hips, new knees, new spine in Jesus' mighty name. New body parts in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. The Lord says, I'm removing the past that haunts you. Today I release a new future, a new path, a new place in your life right now. The past will not haunt you. God says, look ahead, look ahead. Look to the new things in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, body parts, body parts, body parts. Lord God, right now, you know what body parts need to be. I speak that same word over you that I spoke over Susie. The older you get, the younger you get. You don't get older, you get younger. You get younger. You're going back in time. You're not going ahead in time. I speak that right now over your body in Jesus' name. I speak the same over you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. New body parts as well. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. New body parts for you. Hallelujah. Your ankles. Hallelujah. Your feet. Hallelujah. Right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you that, oh, whatever you touch prospers. Hallelujah. You have an anointing to collect. Collect. Oh, money's coming into your garment, coming into your apron. Men shall give unto your bosom because of your garment. You have the garment. The garment is anointed to receive. Right now, lack is, oh, it's a spirit. A spirit. Oh, shudder. Hallelujah. I speak to your hip right now. Your hips also. I speak new hips in Jesus' mighty name. New body parts. I thank you, God, you're renewing the joy of giving. Oh, renew the joy of your salvation in Teresa's life today in Jesus' mighty name. That she's enjoying this relationship with Christ. She's enjoying her life. God, give her, oh, pleasant surprises. Good surprises. Good surprises. Give her the desires of her heart, Lord God. In Jesus' mighty name. Jesus' mighty name. Oh, I'll be back to you. Let me pray for you too. I'll pray for you. Good to see you. Good. Welcome back. Welcome back. Hallelujah. Can you translate some or No, okay. I'll just pray. You receive. Father, right now, I pray for my brother. Also, I pray for new body parts for you. I declare that the older you get, the younger you get. I thank you, God, right now, that you're doing something miraculous in his body, in his life, in his spirit. I thank you, God, right now, you're causing him to rise up. Oh, new things, new adventures, good things in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, I pray for my brother here. Lord God, that you continue to encourage him. Keep him encouraged, Lord. Keep him strengthened as he stands in faith. I thank you that the same for you. Hallelujah. The years of working and toiling and all that hard work. I thank you, God, right now. You're renewing his strength like the wings of eagles. It's like a deer panteth for water. Oh, Lord, I thank you that he desires your presence and your spirit, Lord God. I thank you today, Lord God, renewing that relationship with you, Jesus. Show them things in the spirit realm. Show them things in dreams and visions, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Here's, hallelujah, Josie. Lord, right now, I just, right now, the Spirit of the Lord is upon you. I release right now, oh, empowerment of the Spirit right now. Hallelujah. God, give her a taste of the Spirit. Give her a taste of what you said, Lord, to the Shunammite woman, that if you drink from this well, you'll never go thirsty. He was talking about the spiritual well. And today, the Lord says, I'm going to give you an outpouring of that spiritual well, that you're going to taste that well like never before. It's going to bubble up. It's going to spring up in you. Hallelujah. Right now, I release it in her life that her children, it will be contagious. Her children will be touched every time they come in contact with her, as well as her grandchildren. Bless her, Lord. Bless her family. Bless every venture she does. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to mothers, before you leave, and I'm going to pray for some mothers before, if you want, but we have some gifts here for moms. Susie and Lucky put them together, I believe. Do you want to pass them out, or do you want them to come up? And are you probably know the best. And if you're not a mom and you're a lady, we've got plenty of gifts. So we're going to give the ladies all gifts, even if you're not a mother. Thank you, Lord. You want to pass them out? Okay. Okay. Come on, ladies, come up here. Okay. Come on, ladies. It's like Christmas. Oh, you know better what women do. You pass them out. You know what the ladies. You're better at this than me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You may be dismissed. Go and eat lunch. God bless you. That you have lots of kids.
They say that heaven is 10 zillion light years away. And just the